Greetings, gentlemen. The year is rapidly coming to a close, that is 2024, and I thought it might be appropriate to reflect upon the past 10 or even 15 years, and how the perception of women specifically has changed quite a bit. Now, I'm almost 50, as most of you know, and one of the reasons why I started this channel many, many moons ago was to give voice to this idea that women are not perfect, they're not angels. Because back in the day, and this has to some degree stopped, there was this never-ending barrage you'd see in the media. I'm primarily talking about the aughts here, of extremely negative portrayals of men. You know, the Homer Simpson types, the doofuses, the men that couldn't do anything right, and this constant pumping up of women's egos. This continued for quite some time. And it was fair game to speak negatively about men. In all fairness, it's still fair game for the most part. But one of the things that has changed, I have to say, is public perception. And this is almost entirely due to the internet, and specifically in some ways due to the manosphere. Now, a lot of people will give the manosphere grief because it is a very large umbrella indeed these days, and sometimes I barely consider myself part of it because I have very little to do with the rest of the manosphere. But one thing has changed over time. It's not that we are, so to speak, less gynocentric now as a society, or that we don't give women a free pass anymore at all. It's just that there's this notion, really growing up, and even continuing well into the 2010s, that women were somehow angelic, that they couldn't do anything wrong, and that every time something went wrong, it was somehow the man's fault. And one thing that's changed, and I think it's a real change, is public perception. And therefore, the interpretation of women as the other half of the human species. So in some ways, we've gone from women are perfect angelic creatures that can do no wrong, and that still exists and persists. Make no mistake, I'm not claiming otherwise. But in terms of the broader public, especially men, specifically men, I don't think a lot of men really believe that anymore. Maybe in some circles, obviously. Totally normie guys who never spent any time online. But it's hard to exist in any sort of online environment where you pay even the smallest bit of attention to things, and then you don't pick up on the idea that, wow, you know, women do bad things too. They're also human beings. They're not exactly these perfectly kind angels that they A, make themselves out to be frequently, and B, the public does. And that sounds like so little if you think about it, because if we're talking about infrastructure-wise, if we're talking about the broader macroscopic perspective, yeah, obviously, not much has changed. Women are still given a leg up in every conceivable way when it comes to work, when it comes to getting services, when it comes to basically everything in life. I'm by no means denying that fact. It's very obvious. Just look at the world. But it does count for something that men on the ground, so to speak, your average guy these days, is so much better informed and so much more aware that women sometimes engage, indeed, in very pernicious behavior, that they are not the perfect angelic creatures that they either make themselves out to be or everyone says they are, that not everything is the fault of men, which I think nobody really believed if they were a man back in the day, say 20 years ago, although it was very ubiquitous to make those claims in the media, and it sort of still is to varying degrees today. But that actually has a very powerful effect, which in essence is women are not perfect. Now, some people might come along and say, nobody ever claimed that women were perfect. You don't need to claim that women are perfect with that exact wording to create a public perception and a public state of conduct that more or less corresponds to the idea that women are perfect. And I think you can see this, above all, in the election results. The fact of the matter is, I've said this for a while, that men and women are very different in certain key ways. And the fact that people, and specifically men, have become aware of the slander that has been thrown at them for the better part of 25 years is something significant. Now, as you probably know, I don't think that the election itself or the election of Donald Trump is going to have some huge impact on men's lives. It's just the fact that men in the majority voted for Trump signals something. And it signals that all the negative propaganda, the negative media, the disregard, and frankly speaking, the hatred that has been lumped on men now for 25 years at least is, although not disappearing, become so apparent that your average guy has become sick and tired of it. And the proxy for that, I think, has been the election. And there are other proxies too. If you look at social media, you can see that more and more women, when they behave inappropriately, will be called out. And the point there is not that the greater structure of society has changed some way, but rather the boots on the ground, the public perception, your everyday guy, and even your everyday woman, they become much more aware that women are not perfect, that they often behave in very destructive ways, and they can often screw you over as human beings. And that is, in some sense, a tidal wave shift. Because if the election is related to this, and I do think it's partially related to this, independent of the politics, I think the next 4 years are going to be highly consequential in terms of the boots on the ground, day-to-day interactions of men and women who have absorbed certain information from the internet ecosystem. Because a big part of this, as many of you know, is that before the internet became really big, men simply didn't have this information, and you sort of existed in a bubble that was disconnected from everybody else. I bore witness time and again to atrocious behavior on the part of women, whether it was in my own life or in the lives of acquaintances or friends, male ones, and men would just shrug their shoulders and say something to the effect of, oh, women, you can't live with them, you can't live without them, or that's just the way she is. Behavior that would never be accepted if a man had done it. I saw this time and time again. I saw it my entire life growing up in my family, for example. And now, that's different. Obviously, there will be simps. Obviously, there will be men who are not aware of this and will just take everything that is thrown at them, regardless of how bad the behavior of women is. But that awareness is a spark of something. I'm talking about average men here, obviously. If you're talking about chads and what have you, well, let's be honest, in many cases, they don't have to put up with the worst of women's behavior. But for average men out there, the majority of men, things are slightly different, if only because the perception has become different. And I do think that has a lot to do with YouTube, the manosphere, for better or worse, because not everything in the manosphere is good. And the manosphere is so big now, in fact, I don't even know what the manosphere means anymore, to be perfectly honest. And this change in perception has offered men certain tools of navigation, if you will. You know, back in the day, people would say something like, don't put your pee-pee in crazy. But very few men would heed those words. But I've talked to a bunch of men, men that typically don't have a lot of luck with women, who have heard the experiences, and indeed the wisdom of older men in some cases, and have actually reasoned themselves to varying degrees into good positions, meaning despite the overwhelming temptation for poon and to stick their pee-pee in crazy, they realize that the juice is not worth the squeeze. You know, the 20 minutes of sticky fun, as one might say, that is not worth jeopardizing everything else, that is not worth jeopardizing your sanity or your safety just to get your rocks off. And that seems sort of elementary, and a lot of men will forego that anyway. They'll say, so what, I'm going to stick my pee-pee in crazy. But the reality is I've been through that myself. Way before the internet became big, I had stuck my pee-pee in crazy. And some of these episodes of me sticking my pee-pee in crazy have been some of my greatest regrets in life, just because the way these relationships had fundamentally altered my life and had thrown my life off course in a way that course correction became very difficult, well, these experiences have permanently burned themselves into my consciousness. And even though a lot of men don't listen, there are men who have learned from these lessons. And I think, if anything, even though it's not much, that bit of knowledge that men have received, because many people on the internet have talked about this, myself included, that women are not perfect, that they're not angels, that they are not always without fault, that seemingly tiny lesson can help men navigate a very, very difficult field of mating and dating as it exists today, as we rapidly come upon 2025, where things I predict are going to get very interesting and a lot worse. The divide between men and women, as I've said many times, is already pretty big. It's going to get that much bigger in light of the election, and tempers are going to flare that much more. And all throughout this, you're going to notice that some women are not going to behave well, and they won't be able to get away with it the same way they used to, at least not to the same degree. And that is something that you could legitimately call a change that is due to things that happen online, and men have benefited from this. Is it going to change the whole paradigm? Are we going to get rid of gynocentrism as a consequence? Probably not. But it's something, and I legitimately believe it's useful to men. Anyway, as always, thank you for tuning in. Many special thanks to my patrons on Patreon, my donors on PayPal. You guys are the best, absolutely indispensable to the channel. You have my everlasting gratitude. And if you can hit the bell icon to be informed of my videos, very important. And leave a like, comment, share, and subscribe. If you've not yet done so, it'd be much appreciated. This channel really needs that. And if I'm still alive, I'll check you out next time. Until then, may the gods watch over you. Bye-bye for now. If you liked this video, please like, share, and subscribe. And if you enjoy my content, please consider making a donation or becoming a patron. Thanks for watching.